Fanny McBride by Catherine Cookson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. Fanny McBride rolled over onto her back and lay staring at a discoloured patch a foot wide on the ceiling. In a few minutes, she calculated, the sun would light on the side of the window blind and hit the edge of the patch nearest to the door, and that would mean it was a 6:45, or thereabouts. For years she'd told the time by the light hitting or approaching that patch. For whitewash the ceiling as she would, the stain came through. It had been there when she'd come into the house as a young bride 52 years ago, and she'd been scared out of her wits by a ghoulish neighbour across the passage, telling her with relish that it was blood that had seeped through after one of the Mulhattans had murdered his wife on the floor above some years before. But the primary cause of this stain had long since faded from Fanny's mind. The stain itself was her sundial, and as necessary to the routine of her day as had been the calling of her sons. Years ago, when 9 children at one time had swarmed like ants about these 2 rooms, and their voices yelling their wants had coached her own voice to a pitch that their combined efforts could not drown, she had longed with an intense longing for the time to come when she could lie in bed until 7 o'clock in the morning, or, miracle of miracles, 8 o'clock. When she was first married, she'd risen at 4:30, and there was no going back to bed.